This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman Yud Dalet. We're up to Se'if Dalet. Se'if Dalet. Mutter lito talis chavero levar chaleha. You're allowed to take the talis of your friend to make a brach on it. Uvavachi kapaloisa. As long as you fold it up. If you found it, fold it. In other words, are you allowed to borrow your friend's talis without permission? Normally, you're not allowed to borrow your friend's item without permission. Let's say you can't borrow his car without permission. You can't say, oh, that's a nice car in the driveway. I'm sure he wouldn't mind if I took it and I just borrowed it. Because someone who borrows without permission is a robber. However, we know that when it comes to a mitzvah, there's a principle, a person would want you to do a mitzvah with his money. Because, he's responsible for you. So if he's responsible for you, he has to ensure that you do mitzvahs, so he's happy that you do mitzvahs with his possession. Secondly, it's to his advantage, because by you doing a mitzvah with his possession, he's getting credit for it, so you're doing him a favor. Fine. The only thing is, you better treat it the way that... the way that you found it. So says the Rama, Hagav u'adin b'tefillin, the same thing would be by tefillin. Aval aser lo moed mitzvarim shechaver b'lai daita chashin shem yikra oisam limuda. You're now to learn from your friend Svarim without his permission, because we're concerned maybe you will rip it by learning from it. Now, it seems like a far-fetched chash. Now, certainly, talis, like, what could happen already if you borrow someone's talis? The thing is, if you borrow someone's talis, it doesn't mean you could go downstairs and eat at the kiddush with the talis on. That he didn't give you rishus to do it. So then you're a gazlan if you do it. Now you're a gazlan, then he never lent it to you. He never lent it to you. We were mekayim in the mitzvah. So you have to be very careful to use it for what it was lent to you for. But interesting, according to the straight up halacha, you cannot borrow someone else's svarim without his permission. Now we'll see, does that apply bizman hazeh? Says the Mishnah Berurah, talis chaver, perush, loy midad without his permission, de nichalei le'iner shalav mitzvah money. A person is pleased that you do a mitzvah with his permission, with his possessions. The Moshe writes in a tshuva, the Dersha brings that even the items of a katan you could borrow without permission. This applies by ketanim as well. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'dafka ba'akrai. That's if you're going to borrow his talis or his tefillin once in a while. You can't rely on it every day. Oh, nichalei le'adam shatiyavis. I'm not going to buy a pair of tefillin. I'll use his. V'afilu ba'akrai, dafka ba'isamakim. Even occasionally, only in that place. Now, what if the talis is not out there on his table in shul? It's in his cubby. You're not allowed to take it. What if it's in a shtender? You're not allowed to take it. It's only if it's out in the... The Dirshu brings that if the talis is in a makke mutzna, the Aruch HaShulchan says you can't take it. So Kshayla is, why are you allowed to rely on this idea that nichalei la'adam, but by dinei mamonos we don't follow the roiv. So Rav Moshe says that I guess it's a chazaka, but even I guess it's a roiv, it's ruba and chazaka. Most people would have let it, and there's a chazaka, nichalei la'inish. Rav Moshe says because you assume that people are not makbid. You can only use in that tzvah, but to take it out of its tzvah, it's aser. The efshe shikbar alav, maybe he is makbid, and v'have a gaza, that's stealing. By the way, the Dershu brings that the Raman Choshe Mishvot says, aside from gezel, there's a takana kaduma that you're not allowed to do this. There's like a takana of the chachamim that you know this. Prima Gadam adds that if the owner is there, you can't rely on the chazaka. You got to ask him. Nah, I'm not on talking terms with him. Good, you're also not going to use his talis. You can only rely on the chazaka if he's not available. We don't rely on chazakas if you could easily clarify. Certainly, if you know he's makvid, fine. I am b'magin Avram. Now, why could you make a bracha? So, the Dirshu says that if you borrow a talis without das, the nichalela inishal of a mitzvah amaynei does not make it a matana amanach lahachzer. That we say by lulav. By lulav, we do not say nichalei makes it a matana amanach lahachzer, but you could still make a bracha. Why? Because listen to this. Because even though you're really not chayiv, but you're allowed to. Listen carefully. The Magen Avram says, the pshat in nichale is he lets you use it and you're not a gazlin. But he's not makbid it to you. He's not makne it to you. You hear that? The nichale la'ada, nichale l'inusha te'av mitzvah mayne is only you're allowed to use it, but he's not makne it to you. So why are you allowed to make a bracha? It's like you're allowed to make a bracha on a tal, like a woman is allowed to make a bracha on mitzvah saseh. She's not, you're not chayiv, and you're taka when you borrow, you're not chayiv to make a bracha. That's why the Mishnah Berurah brings down, better have in mind, not to be koine, and not to make a bracha. Now, she kapala, so you have to make sure to fold it up, kikipula harishayin, like the first folding of a Shabbos, you could fold it, but not the way it was originally. The Magen Avram make up a Shabbos shloi lekapakal. The Magen Avram says Shabbos, you don't have to at all. Fine. Beloi datoi, you're allowed to take it without his permission. The Ramah says you're not to learn the svarim of your friend without his permission. Va'afil b'kray ba'alma, even to look at it. The Cheshin and Shema Yikor b'hen harbe. We're afraid you might read it a lot. Ad she yiskeru me'roi v'mishas, until it's torn from its abundant usage. Va'oilam no'egin kishemoitzian siddur tefila imachzai z'ngesh shaloi k'nosu g'day espal b'ay. The minhaga oilam is, you find a siddur, you find a machzer, you daven in it. V'ni yadeh hetel azeh. I don't know heta demayishna misvarim. So this sounds like something that might change with zman hazeh. Now I'll tell you if you wonder like what could happen to a sefer. I remember I was once in a shul. You want to know why by lulav do you make a bracha? Okay, good question. The answer, because you don't. By lulav, you do not make a bracha if you find a lulav and esrog in the shul and you don't have permission and you're just relying on nichalei. It sounds like you don't necessarily. We'll look it up in Simon Tafer Reish Men Tess of Katan Lama Gimel. But when it comes to, so I was once borrowed a sefer the shul. And I use this blue, precise VTRT pen. And I was holding it. I mean, this is a shul sefer, so I'm going to learn from it. And, I was holding a pen, not to write it. I hold a pencil. And I, made a line on the sefer. So, would somebody be makbid if you did that to a sefer? I think it depends who it was. I wouldn't want someone to make a line on my sefer. Probably most people are not makbid. But you don't have a roiv anymore. So it's not pasha to say it doesn't. See, at first glance, one would say, well, this is only the svarim of the olden days, and they're very brittle, and every time you used it, pieces came off. But nowadays, they're very well bound, nothing's going to happen, somebody uses it. So he brings over here regarding sidurim that are found in public places, like in the Kaisa, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, even if someone's name is it, you're allowed to daven it, because if somebody put it in the Kaisa Maravi, they're donating it to the Tzibor. Furthermore, the Chazon Ish allowed people to sit on chairs that other people leave in the shul, because if they're in a public area, you're allowed to use them. One would think then that the same thing, if somebody leaves a sefer in a shul, he's putting it in a public area. So in other words, the halacha that you now to learn from someone else's sefer is he didn't leave it in a public area. But if someone leaves a sefer in a public area, let's say in a yeshiva, so it's sort of presumed, he knows that there are 500 other people there. Someone's going to look at it, someone's going to open it up. So you have to make sure you return it to the place, but it could be there's what to rely on. Okay, let's go a little bit further. We'll do a tiny bit more. Sifhei, talis shel shutafin chayevis v'tzitzel seva kanfei v'gdehem. Talis of partners is chayev and tzitzel. So if we own stock in this talis, me and you, we have 50% shareholders in this talis, we're partners in the talis, then it's chayev. But it's not totally mine. It says, al-kanfei v'gdehem, your garments. It says, Mishnah Berurah, shel shutafin v'tal shel shutafin is nachi v'sol ish v'isha, chayev v'tzitzel v'lo yivarech aleha. Let's say you have a partnership with a goy in a talis. It's chayv and tzitzis, but you don't make a bracha. All right, we'll do one more. Chayeves. It's talking about where the other partner is okay with you using it. In other words, what's he going to wear? So if he's okay with you using the garment and he has nothing, then it's okay. So, v'hu b'litzitzis chayiv la'atzis v'tzitzis. Avos shutafin v'yesh bo tzitzis. But partners that have tzitzis, and one partner is makbir that his friend doesn't just take it and walk off with it. Even if the talis is big enough, they could divide it in half, and each one gets a shira of talis. If one partner wears it at the expense of the other partner, he makes a bracha, it's a bracha of atala, he's over a lav of loisisa. Because the chelek of one of them that has two strings on it is not his. And certainly, if it does not yet have tzitzis. Accordingly, if somebody inherits a talis, and the other brothers are makbid, so they're like, Yarshim are like shutfim. They got to work out a deal before any one partner makes a brach on it. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll hold it over here. We finish Simin Yodalid. Bez Hashem, next week we'll try for Simin Tezvav. And we have to figure out what we're going to do the week of Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is Tuesday and Wednesday. Okay, so we'll work that out. Have a great day, everyone. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.